Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Mahomes 35 at midfield. First down.
You got to win games different ways in this league.
He's going to scramble. Inside the five. Mahomes rolls into the end zone. Touchdown. He gives the Chiefs a chance to maybe tie it on a two-point conversion. And they give it to him for a two-point scramble to tie the game.
Sunday Night Football going to overtime.
He went the ball. Going into this game against this team, it's always going to be a battle. It's going to be a fight. We're not going to back down from anybody.
And the Chiefs have rallied.
And we went out there and battled to the very end and got the win.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio and ESPNU. By the way, click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio. You are not tied to your shower or your car. You have a phone in your pocket, and you do. You have us live wherever you go. We are coming to you live from the Seaport District, brought to you by Patron. Perfect. Ooh. Starts with Patron. Ooh. Okay.
Okay, Patron. Wait, hold on. Before you even go, I just have a serious question, though. How long have you been out?
We didn't even introduce him.
Talking to Rex Ryan.
Years? Coach Rex Ryan, yeah. 5-6 years? Mm-hmm. Are you re-energized?
Are you ready to go?
I don't need to coach again.
That's not what I asked you. I asked
you,
because
you asked me to be a DC.
No, I don't.
Wait until you hear the offer first.
All right,
let's hear it. $9 million a year may make you ready to coach.
No, I just want to know if you're re-energized.
That's true.
If you're re-energized, because the reason, and I'm not even talking college, I'm talking pros, based on watching some of that. The coaching yesterday in football or this year, some of the head coaches, I'm ready to microwave Rex Ryan, put him in the microwave and reheat him again.
For the third time,
I'm ready to do that. So if you re-energize, you know, I'm just saying, might be some spots that's opening up that may, you know, pique your interest. That's all.
I don't think the league wants me in there. Everything's about offense now. It's not necessarily about anything else. They don't want me beating down all these dang offenses.
That's why
the timing
is perfect. You come in like you're not the norm. You're different.
Let me interrupt you.
I'll take 5% as opposed to ages 10%.
How much do we say?
What, $9 million a year?
Okay, I'll do it.
Yeah, $9 million a year. Let's do that. 4 years.
Rex is like, why do I want to work for a living again? I'm stealing money here.
Unfinished business.
I got you. So
if we had a quarterback, I'd go do it in a second.
Your quarterback you had, we'll talk about that off the air. Because he's getting ready to try to win an MVP.
So, Rex, Patrick Mahomes wins in overtime in the primetime game. Is he back? Is he leading the MVP race right now, do you think?
Here's the crazy thing. We're all going to talk about how great Tennessee's plan was, how to stop them and to do all this. Because they had a quarterback out there that couldn't play. You know, we know that. You know, right now he's not ready to play. And yet they're in this game the whole way and all that. All Patrick Mahomes did was he went over 500 yards in the game. So 445 yards passing and 75 yards rushing or whatever. Are you kidding me? I think he told everybody, oh, by the way, I think I'm still the best player in the league. And he probably is.
Just like all the quarterbacks you had, Rex. Same thing.
Pretty much. Right. Very, very similar. Thank you very much for that, Max.
but if you're looking at what Patrick Mahomes was able to do last night, and we saw Josh Allen against the New York Jets, didn't play particularly well. He had a stinker. And we saw Jalen Hurts. We see Geno Smith. Are those guys in one game capable of going into Arrowhead or a neutral site and beating Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City?
I think so. I really do. I'm not ready to give up on Josh Allen for sure. No chance of that. I think he's about as talented of a guy as I've ever seen at that position. But really, you're right. You mentioned a whole lot, you know, a bunch of guys. You know, Geno Smith, to me, that team is like, they're on fire right now. And it's not just Geno throwing the football, they can run the ball. So they're balanced. So I think that's what you have to do. If you're going to beat Patrick Mahomes and company, you have to have, in my opinion, unless you have a star quarterback like a Josh Allen or whatever, you better be balanced. And I think, you know, look, Tennessee. If Tennessee had Ryan Tannehill, do they win that game?
I don't think so.
That's what I argued at the top of the show. He doesn't think so, but I think so.
I think so.
Mahomes is the type of dude. Mahomes is the type of dude to rise.
I have a lot more trust in him than I do in Malik.
No, but the reason I say that, Coach, is because I'm not changing what I got in 22. I got to get a ball to 22. Whether I got
you're right about that.
Whether I got Joe Dan Montana at quarterback, 22 is the key.
I'm with
my
you.
Offense.
Yeah. Malik Willis threw some dimes. Like I got to say, he had a couple of throws. I was like, where did that come from?
Well, the kid's got arm talent. The problem is with him is he's a rookie and doesn't have like this kid has a chance to be good down the road, but it's down the road.
Like two, 3 years
right
down the
road.
Yeah. He got a lot. He's got a lot of stuff. To clean up. Speaking of cleaning things up, you took over a Jet organization and team that was, you know, needed to be cleaned up a little bit.
Yeah.
Has Robert Saleh come in and changed the culture now to the New York Jets where he has them believing that they can win football games?
Absolutely has, Key. And really, when I look at it, it's this team, Saleh, Joe Douglas, they flipped that roster. They changed it overnight. This year, like, okay, 2 years, they flipped that entire roster. And now you look at a team that went from 32nd in the league in defense to right now they're a top five defense, mm-hmm. in my opinion. They haven't played defense like this since I was there. I mean, they're doing a tremendous job defensively. But I think the key is going to be this quarterback. And if this guy hits, they will be perennial contenders for the next 10 years. But that's the key. It's like the head of the snake. If this guy hits, watch out, everybody.
Coach, and how about Quinnen Williams? How about this dude? This guy is – other than Micah Parsons, I think he might be the best defender in the league. He's unbelievable.
Yeah, that Judon's pretty good, too, in New England. Yeah. And there's a couple other guys. But
he's
from
a game
an
wrecker.
Inside guy, Aaron Donald and stuff, but he's certainly in the conversation without question. But Sauce Gardner, to me, is a corner that's come on, burst onto the scene – as a rookie and has been absolutely lights out. But you see it, and this defense right here, I'm telling you, they can play with anybody in the National Football League.
I was going to say, Rex, it is interesting just this whole year and the process has gone through for Robert Saleh and his team, right? It can make you vindictive towards the media and people, but it's forced his team to come together. It doesn't always work out that way.
Right. I think he galvanized his team. When he came in and said, you know what? No, I'm taking receipts because I know this football team's better than people were giving them credit. And to me, everybody shot it down. I was like, no, it's brilliant. Because who's he speaking to? Not just us as fans. He's speaking to his entire locker room. And I think he put all the pressure on his back and took the pressure off his players. And I thought it was a brilliant move by Saleh. And let's face it, when I came in here, like the first year, I really had questions.
Of course.
You know, I was like, what the heck is he doing?
Of course.
Man, until I talked to him, and he had this plan, and he told me exactly about this plan, the conversations we've had, and you're starting to see it right now. And if this quarterback, look, guys, this is the first time in his career he's thrown for 70% completion in a game. Oh, by the way, against the number one defense in the league. Mm-hmm. Like, that was impressive as hell to me.
That's how you – that's the Keyshawn Johnson recipe. You know, give him that 17 to 22, 23, less than 200 yards, a touchdown or two, and no interceptions. And you're going to win a lot of games playing defense and running the football. Don't need you throwing 40-something times like you did against New England. Don't need it.
Right, but that wasn't this kid's fault. And that's what I want to give credit to LaFleur to come back the offensive coordinator because he goes, you know what? We got to be balanced. We have to be balanced if we're going to win this game. And the thing that stood out to me the most was how they pounded the heck out of the football in a four-minute situation, as we say, four-minute where you've got to run the football, knock out first downs on the ground, take that clock down. They were able to do it. They averaged like over 10 yards a carry in the fourth quarter. And the funny thing is, what I thought that James Robinson was supposed to be hurt. He never looked hurt to me. That dude was pounding him.
And that's the smart general manager move to realize we lost Breece Hall. I got to go get me a guy. Immediately, he went and got a guy.
How about Vera Tucker and what happened to Becton and everything? And that would wreck a lot of, you know, like we see how many problems even Tampa has with the interior line missing, let alone guys who play on the outside. You got to give it to him. Got to give it to Coach. And he has receipts.
What are you looking at me for?
The media types. Keyshawn Johnsons of the world. The media types like Keyshawn.
I inspired him to do well. What are you guys talking about?
I never doubted you, Coach.
You inspired Robert Saleh. He inspired Tom Brady. There you go.
That's right.
Falling off a cliff.
Thanks, Coach. Has Aaron Rodgers' Super Bowl window closed in Green Bay?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
We've been talking about who the NFL MVP is so far after Patrick Mahomes' performance last night. 888-SAY-ESPN 729-3776. Key Observations is brought to you by Geico. Switch to Geico today and see all the ways you can save. Take it away, Key.
Number one.
So here's these key observations. Number one of the Green Bay Packers. The Packers will be at home for the playoffs. So that means that they'll be getting ready. We're in November. After Thanksgiving, they're going to call the local storage place along with whoever can move their stuff to the storage or move it out of town for the guys that are becoming free agents and things of that nature because they're not going to the playoffs.
He is telling you what actually happens. Wait, this is what occurs to these kind of teams.
Oh, yeah,
right?
They're going to start getting it. Their assistants are going to start planning for post-Christmas vacations.
Does that you guys in football? Do you guys say 1-2-3 Cancun or what's your thing?
We kind of go on our own because – most of the times, we don't hang out with each other as soon as the season's over. We'll catch up with you Memorial Day weekend, things of that nature.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Hit it again.
Number two.
Well, in Indianapolis, same sort of thing. They're going to be packing up at the end of Thanksgiving, calling Jay Will's local storage because his family's there. They own a business in storage and
smart
packing. It's a minority-owned business. Just want to put that out there. Support.
My minority-owned business put out their support. The Indianapolis Colts will be certainly joining the Green Bay Packers post-Christmas vacation.
Hey, MBEs in Indiana, that's a rare thing.
Yeah. Number three.
And number three, this is a theme again. The Las Vegas Raiders will certainly be after Thanksgiving packing things up. In getting ready.
There's a reason Key is observing this now because we just passed the halfway point of the season. Now
Absolutely.
You know what's up.
It's not going to happen anymore. Josh McDaniels, though, is he really, really made out to stick around in Las Vegas? Or should he be packing his stuff up as well come Christmas time to get ready for the end of the season and look for a job in the offseason, because it certainly looks that way. I don't understand it. They came in, he came in there, and this looks like a completely different team than a year ago. Carr looks like a different quarterback. I mean, it just...
Know who the happiest people are about that? Bill Belichick and whoever's the quarterback for the New England Patriots, right?
Oh, yeah.
Let's face it.
Number four.
Well, number four. I mean, I'm all in. I'm all New York Jet. I believe in Robert Saleh.
I owe him
a major
booster of Saleh's.
Apology for my misdiagnosis of his ability to be able to lead a team and
another one.
Charge a team and do all the different things, you know, that you would need to do as a head coach. I am openly admitting for the Twitter trollers that is on Jay's account that I was completely wrong about what I saw in Robert Saleh and the New York Jets. Completely wrong. One.
Do you think that, as Rex said, and we've talked about it on this show, Key, you're apologizing to Saleh now because we were clowning him about
I'm going to run out of money. Jay, the guys want to return his receipts. Do you think
in retrospect, Key, that's what it was? The idea was, let me take all the focus off my team that's underachieving, and I'll take the hits right now by saying this.
I think it's a couple of things. That what you just said, Max, what Rex said, but it was also the way they were playing at the time that everybody, for the most part, was talking negative about what the Jets were doing. But he saw, as a head coach that's in the building, that's why sitting in these chairs, you have to be very careful of criticizing certain situations, because people have more intel inside of a building than you do. Mm-hmm. And they didn't look good. Now, look, the quarterback is still whatever. It's up in the air what the quarterback is. But the rest of that team, oh, my God.
Yeah. See, Jay, don't jump to conclusions. You got to let these things play out.
And he's going to bring back all these receipts, and the money I made on him, I'm going to give back. So now what's that going to do to me? I mean, I done spent it all. I don't know what to do now. I spent all the money he gave me. He has the receipts. He wants his money back. And I don't have it to give him other than an apology.
Before we move on, Key, I thought you were looking for a word before. I didn't know you were about to apologize to him, and I stepped on you. I said, Booster, I thought you were looking for a word.
Shocking.
But you were actually looking to – could you again just state for the record what you want to tell Robert Saleh?
I want to tell Robert Saleh I apologize for my negative misdiagnosis of his team.
Wow.
As well as him as a head coach. Now what I would say is the Jets are going to the playoffs. They are going to the playoffs. Mark this down.
Okay.
What? They're going to the playoffs.
Max, you know, I really commend Key for him apologizing.
Well, I don't need that. Yeah. Not really.
Are you going to apologize, Max, for the receipts comments? Because you were on that train as well.
I don't owe Coach an apology, Jay. That would be an admission that I have made a mistake, and as you know, I never have made a mistake.
Hello?
Yeah, by the way, I completely missed. I didn't understand what he was doing. To me, it's pretty clear. He was taking the pressure off his team and putting it on himself. But Jay, understand, he knew by saying that he was going to catch it from guys like me in the media, because you don't say stuff like that out loud, but he did it.
And
he did it for that reason.
I rock with Joe Douglas, though. But I've always rocked with him. But his players that he's picking and they're picking together, Sauce Gardner's not supposed to be playing the way he's playing as a rookie.
Jay, would you like to say something to Coach?
Not supposed to be playing that
Always
way.
Always had your back, Robert.
He's not supposed to be playing that way. They completely turned the Quinnen Williams situation around. He got into a little sideline scuffle a couple weeks ago. That thing's over with. They'd have turned that around. Joe Douglas decided to go out and get a running back when Breece Hall got hurt. Garrett Wilson at the receiver position. I mean, it's just, they got a good team, man.
Yep.
They do.
Well, there's a reason I wanted Saleh to coach the Giants back when, Jay. All right. What's your final observation, Keith?
Number five.
Well, look, we talk about quarterbacks and MVP candidates and all this and that and trying to compare. I'm just going to tell you, we need to hold off on that Josh Allen stuff compared to Patrick Mahomes, even though he beat Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes is ridiculously stupid at the quarterback spot, man. Doesn't even make any sense. No. I mean, you look at a dude like that. This is what I'm talking about when I say put a team on your back and will your way to victory. You know, that whole coach at the podium conversation. That's what that is. Okay, we got 3 minutes to go in the game. I need to tie this thing up. Oh, now we're in overtime. I need to go ahead and win this thing. Oh, a two-point conversion. I need to go ahead and take this thing and do it. Most quarterbacks will sit back there, pat the baby to sleep, and throw an interception or throw it out the back of the end zone and say, oh, well, we had a close shot to win it. That's not the case with this kid.
Collinsworth said it on the broadcast last night.
Yeah, well,
and I think about that every time I watch Mahomes play. We've never seen anything like Mahomes. Not like Mahomes, exactly. Well, if you took Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers and put them into one guy, you'd have Mahomes. Like, he's having fun. He's drawing up the plays in the dirt. He's doing all
the...
He's not turning the ball.
It's like the Michael Jordan, LeBron James conversation, right? Like, how many years that they play, and you feel like they give the MVP award to other people, but it should have been theirs because they're the most dominant player in the game, right?
People get bored.
I know you saw the one play in the first half when he scrambled, and he decided to not run, but take it and go, you take it.
He shoveled past.
But you're not supposed to do that.
No.
And nobody does that.
But it works almost like every time.
Nobody does that. He's never supposed to do it, but every time he does it, I bet you he's at 99.9%. Every time he does it.
He's unbelievable.
But, you know, he's having an MVP year, but so is Jalen Hurts. Hurts is having a big MVP year. I can't take nothing away from a quarterback who's undefeated. Whenever you're undefeated, it says something.
And Hurts is playing that kind of style of football you actually like, Key. Not turning the ball over, running one or two in, throwing one or two. It's not like crazy yards and everything. It's just steady Eddie, but
smooth
big
too,
when they need him to be.
And he's smooth.
He looks right.
Josh Allen is still in the conversation.
No doubt.
Right? He's still in the conversation.
He beat Mahomes head-to-head.
I guess I'm going back to Key's point, though. Like, who was saying that Josh Allen was on the same level as Patrick Mahomes? Were people saying that? I've always said that Patrick Mahomes is different. He's in a class of his own.
I think it's
that Josh Allen was trying to aspire to get to.
What happens is, in the preseason, you come in with all the yeast and the hype and everything is bubbling up.
Yeah, but that's
and
people.
And so those are the people that the media people that
Josh Allen was playing
MVP favorite.
And he was playing good.
He was playing incredible football at the end of the season. Yeah. And the fresh thing in everyone's mind was that incredible. Like, no one's going to remember last year's Super Bowl compared to that game between Allen and Mahomes. It was unreal. So they see that. It feels like every year Josh Allen's getting better. They came out in the same draft. And that's the narrative for good reason.
And the momentum builds. Especially
when you ball,
it comes into play.
I look at the MVP race and the better player differently, right? It could be like, oh, he's ascending to maybe be the better player, but I didn't come into the season thinking that Josh Allen was a better player.
I'm telling you how it's packaged up, though, Jay. Yeah. They're going to package it up.
Well,
the only thing that he's missing is the Super Bowl and the MVP, and I know it's like the only thing. If he get that, they gonna push him past Patrick Mahomes.
No, I think that if he gets that, there will be an argument. Allen or Mahomes?
Absolutely.
If he gets that, sure.
If he gets that,
it's a legitimate argument if he gets that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but the body of work for Patrick Mahomes is different,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, no doubt.
How many times did they need to get to the AFC Championship game and host it?
Lerold in Houston, who's the MVP?
Well, the MVP, man, the way Mahomes, and don't get me wrong, Hurts and Allen, they're playing good, man. But Mahomes, what he's doing with that scrambling, man, and turning it into first downs and touchdowns, that's giving him the edge. You know what I'm saying? Allen, he hops over players and stuff, and that's cool. Because your valuable player has to do valuable things. You see what I'm saying? And so, like, Mahomes, when he gets the scrambling and he creates the first down himself, we're talking out the paper, the playbook's closed. He's passed the play. The play that they tried is not working. Then he's got to make something happen. He turns it into a first down, and he turns it into a touchdown.
There's no doubt. You know, there's no doubt Mahomes does that. And another point I thought Collinsworth made that was really good last night, guys. Mahomes, what's his number one ability, really? He is able – you talk about diagnosing stuff, Key. He is able to diagnose what is happening faster than anybody else, right? He can decide on the go how much to extend the play before he throws it away or finds someone open and he's leading them with the pass or he's scrambling or he's rushing for – like, his understanding of what's happening on the field is like Tom Brady, but he's doing it with the kind of attitude of Brett Favre but with the effect of Aaron Rodgers. Like, there's never been anyone like him. And Jay dares compare Jalen Hurts to Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, my goodness.
How much was – so who is the MVP? 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. And how much was the Packers' loss in Detroit on the aforementioned Aaron Rodgers. Keyshawn, J. Will, the Max, ESPN Radio.
Yeah, YSL St. Laurent, same
My
thing.
My wife has a bag.
Well, she's probably got mini bags.
But, hey, no, just for references, though, you know, it's not about it, the shoes got YSL shoes, on the bottom for Keys, but Keys crazy ass wrote St. Laurent.
Well, you wrote them yourself?
No, I didn't write it. No,
you didn't write it?
No, that's the way they came.
Man, you used a magic marker.
Swear on every. That was our magic marker.
It's fashion, man.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, the ESPN app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio, and you are not tied to your car or your shower, wherever you have your radio. You have a phone in your pocket. You have us. That's ESPN it. Football analyst Dan Orlovsky with us now. Morning, Dan.
Yo.
What up, though?
What's happening, man?
Man, nothing. What a weekend, boys. Let's go. I'm ready to rock. Why you got a hat on?
Let's go.
Why can't I have a hat on?
No, just why? Is there a reason you got a hat on?
This is just
very defensive, Jay.
Yeah.
How am I defensive?
He just was asking why
how
he had
am
a
I
hat
defensive?
On.
I'm not defensive.
Why can't I have a hat on?
Are you balding?
No.
All right, just a question.
No, his hair's growing.
No, I do have Bosley Reeds, but I'm not balding.
You haven't had a chance.
He's
to
bald. What do you mean balding? Balding.
Who's the MVP? Who's the MVP, man? Who's the favorite right now? So.
Ooh.
Right now,
MVP of the NFL right now still has to be Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
What Patrick did last night was, and he's done this a couple times, remind everybody I'm the best player in the league, because here's the whole philosophy of Sunday Night Football from the Tennessee Titans. We are going to play a certain style where they throw a ton of different looks at him, and there was a bunch of zone. I'm going to make you play patient because I know every quarterback versus that type of defense makes that one crucial mistake. Mm-hmm. And Patrick actually did the complete opposite. He made those one, two, three crucial plays that were the difference of the game. And the way he handled that game and managed that game and kind of mature-wise controlled that game till the very, very end, he's the MVP.
Who's second?
Second probably right now, Jalen in Philadelphia. But here's my pushback.
Man, you said that with a lot of pain.
Probably. No, because I think – I said this in the offseason. I think Philadelphia is the easiest place in the NFL to play quarterback. That is not taking a shot at Jalen. He's doing exactly what he should be doing if he's a good player.
You've been saying the same thing. They built it perfectly for him.
They built it perfectly for Josh Allen. They built it perfectly for Patrick Mahomes. That's what you have to do.
If you took Justin and put him in Philadelphia, you feel like you're 7-0 or 8-0 with Philadelphia
Justin,
right now? Fields.
Absolutely, I do.
Right,
but I say the same.
You watched that dude yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I did, but I'm just saying, like, not the same level because
he's
more experienced.
As of right now, he's a carbon copy mini Jalen Hurts.
I agree.
I already said that.
I think there's a little bit more experience.
Jalen
Hurts.
I think he's a more explosive runner.
Same stuff.
I think he's a little bit better, like off perfect platform thrower.
Yeah, but you're gonna get, you know how it is, Dan. Everything's not gonna be even keel.
Sure.
One guy's going to be a little bit better at this.
But
I mean, for the most part,
I don't think,
if I took that dude and dropped him in Philadelphia,
they're still playing really
next,
good football.
Next year or the year after, he'd be Jalen Hurts. Right. He needs a little more experience.
Absolutely.
I don't think that there's a team, maybe we saw them both on the field yesterday, organization-wise, that should feel so encouraged about their young quarterbacks other than Chicago and Miami. I mean, Miami's got to feel great about the way Tua's playing. I've said this for 2 weeks, and you know it, Key. Tua has the best eyes in football right now. I mean, what he does with his eyes.
Why are you looking at me like that, man?
What do you mean? I'm looking at you as Dan is saying Tua has the best eyes in football.
I never said he didn't have the best eyes in football.
I've been on the Tua train for a while, Dan.
He's got the best eyes in football. I'm not trying to get you off.
Now you're back on, and it's okay.
I'm not. He apologized
to Robert Saleh.
Is he a roller coaster rider?
No, he's not a roller coaster rider.
Look,
first of all, Tua had to show not only me, but everybody what he was going to be. You can't just all of a sudden in week one with a guy go,
it's not impossible that he did this, but it was less obvious maybe than some other guys. He actually had to go out.
Yeah.
He's not the biggest, the fastest, the biggest arm, right?
I disagree.
Really?
I mean... I've been on Tua since I called him the LeBron James of college football.
In college he was a big deal.
Sure. Okay. So yeah, I get that. But that's what I always say about quarterbacks, like big shiny, you know, object that we just run to, thinking that if you're that size, you're just going to be a great player. Tua does everything really, really good.
No, but I mean, like, The comp was Drew Brees even coming out. Can he be a left-handed Drew Brees? And Drew Brees' career started slowly, actually.
Okay, I got what you're saying. Yeah,
you know, and then
fair.
They put him in the right situation, and it's when.
But
you,
Drew didn't play this good this early.
No, in fact, he got benched in his like third
fourth year.
But
also,
it was similar.
He also
didn't have Tyreek Hill this early.
Tyreek is so dumb good.
It's stupid.
Yeah,
best offensive weapon in football, man. Yeah,
how much of it is McDaniel, like a first-year head coach doing what he's doing, using Tyreek the way he's using, putting Tua in these positions? How much of it is coach?
It's a lot. It's the perfect marriage. That's why I always say I hate the phrase, well, is this guy ever going to fit? I don't like fit because this is the NFL. Guys should thrive. And it's the perfect example of how a player can thrive under the ideal coaching. The way that they move Tyreek around, their RPO / play action game, the way that he allows Tua to use his strength, the eye manipulation, the ball coming out, the back foot hitting the ground, everything. We talked about this a little bit last week on NFL Live with Keeley. They do, the difference with Miami right now is the ball comes out of Tua's hands so fast, but it goes vertically. You know, oftentimes in football, when the ball's coming out of the quarterback's hands so quickly, it's a horizontal game, similar to what we see with Green Bay. You know, where, and you don't push the ball downfield. Miami's doing it.
That's a great
You
point.
Talk about ideal coaching. LaFleur, Aaron Rodgers. Is that still the ideal coach for Aaron Rodgers right now?
Yeah, I mean, I will say this about Green Bay, Jay. So my answer to the question is absolutely. We don't erase what has happened over the last 3 years.
Okay.
That's the worst game I've ever seen Aaron play. I've seen Aaron play every single snap as a pro. Everything looks so hard for their offense. The only time anything good happens when the ball is in the air is when it's a perfect throw by Aaron. I don't know if I've seen him miss that many balls as he did yesterday. And I don't know the last time I saw a team, an organization, fall so far, so fast, so quick.
What is it though, Dan? Why did Aaron Rodgers have a stinker yesterday, and why is the organization falling so fast?
Well, I think number one, the left tackle Bakhtiari's roller coaster ride of health, and the one game he plays, one game he doesn't. One game he plays okay, you know. So like your premier left tackle is a shell of himself. The injuries to the offensive line and the departures of the offensive line. Elkton Jenkins, their young guard, isn't playing as good as he has. And then, yeah, the departure of the not only Devontae, but those three receivers matters. And they don't have receivers who can get healthy. You know, like Christian Watson, complete waste this year. Romeo Dobbs gets hurt yesterday. Randall Cobb's not playing, so he's relying on Sammy Watkins and Alan Lazard. Sammy's a good five right now in his career. A good, yeah, right? Lazard's a really good three, probably a good two.
A five, so that doesn't play special teams.
Yeah, your offensive line is falling apart. Your perimeter players can't play. Your defense, I got nothing good to say, but that defense is the most disappointing unit in all of football.
I don't know what happened, man.
They were supposed to hold it down while the young guys were getting acclimated.
Everybody has scored 24 against the Lions.
Wow,
everyone. Everyone. So, and dude, to put it into context, 3 years ago this team's in the NFC Championship game and lost to the team that is a throwaway from the Super Bowl.
Barely.
Right? 2 years ago, lost in the NFC Championship game. Last year, they were the one seed.
Let's not forget, after they come this close to getting to the Super Bowl, they draft Aaron Rodgers' replacement. It was more important to them to have continuity being really good and not wanting to miss a beat than it was pushing themselves over the top.
When was the last time you saw a team fall this far, this fast, this quick? Like, think about
it.
Right? I don't know how it happened.
You usually, when a team falls this fast after these situations,
it's because the quarterback.
Toast,
well, quarterback,
right?
But it's also internal mess going on. Coaches, general manager, they just lose whole side of what the plan was. That's usually what
back to back MVP, playing the best he's ever played in one of the greatest careers ever, suddenly throws almost all three red zone interceptions.
And they were on him
against
too.
A bad team.
I can't blame the receivers. They were bad throws.
Dan Orlovsky, ESPN football analyst extraordinaire. Keyshawn J. Willimax is brought to you by CSX Veterans. CSX is hiring. Apply at csx.com/careers. So Packers gonna are the Packers toast? Is it over?
Yes.
Is Rodgers gonna regret coming back? Go ahead, ruin the next segment. Tell us the answer now.
Packers are done.
Rodgers gonna regret coming back?
No.
Okay. Dan Orlovsky says no. What do we say? What do you say? 888-SAY-ESPN 729-3776.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Frustration and miserability are two different emotions. So
Rodgers moves in behind center, takes the snap, fakes the give, rolls, throws back against his body, intercepted by the Lions.
When I decided to come back, it was all in, and I don't make decisions. And then, you know, hindsight, 2020.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app and ESPNU and SiriusXM Channel 80. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That's the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Who's the NFL MVP right now? Is it Patrick Mahomes? Or would you like to be incorrect and select another answer? Like Jay. Jay wants another answer. He doesn't like being correct about this. He likes Jalen Hurts as the MVP right now. Or maybe Tua Tagovailoa. Jason Wilde, ESPN Wisconsin and Packers reporter for The Athletic, is with us now. Morning, Jason.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Better than Aaron Rodgers this morning. And I'm tired, and I'm better than Aaron Rodgers.
Does not look good, Jason.
Jason, I get this problem and that problem on the team. He came 5 yards away from three red zone interceptions, and they're on him.
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, certainly the first two were not good, right? The one off the defender's helmet and then the one on the – I mean, they're to the point where they're running trick plays to their left tackle, who isn't even able to play most of the second half because of his knee and then comes back for the last series. I mean, they are just a team that is searching for anything that will work offensively. And I know we've got one of the all-time great wide receivers on the panel, and so I say this with a ton of respect for him, but I think Packers fans need to get up this morning and apologize to Davante Adams, Jordy Nelson, Greg Jennings, James Jones, Randall Cobb, because all these times we thought that Aaron Rodgers made them all better, and he did. I'm not saying he didn't, but I think the road was a two-way street, and I think we're seeing, because I don't believe that Aaron Rodgers has just dropped off the table after what I saw from him the last two seasons. I just don't believe that. He has certainly had some throws that he described in a way that I can't describe on the show right now, or is the word I'll use instead. But he is just lost without anybody who is capable of being on the same page as him. And I thought the final play of the game for them was illustrative of that. You know, he throws the ball on a fade, and obviously that's not the thing that Sammy Watkins is thinking. And whether it's the three rookies that are playing or Sammy Watkins, who's new to the offense, he just cannot function the same way with a bunch of guys that don't know what to do. And his frustration is showing, and I would think as a wide receiver that that is not something that they're enjoying either.
Yeah, you could tell the frustration in getting on the same page with the guys, Jason, is certainly an issue. What I would say to Matt LaFleur and what I would say to Aaron Rodgers, pick a guy. And whoever that guy is that you have the most confidence in, run your passing game through that guy and force feed him. Whatever that may be. If it's healthy Romeo Doubs, pick him, and we're going to force him to football.
Why, Keith? That's interesting. Why?
Because that way Aaron Rodgers and him can get on the same page. All you have to do is you formate that guy to where you want him to be. If you want him to play the X, you make him the X. You make him the Z. You make him the zebra. You make him the Y. It's not difficult
to
do.
At least you have that one guy to run it through.
You got that one guy that now you're building that rapport with. Aaron Rodgers is trying to build a rapport with six different bodies, and it'll never work doing that. When you look at this team, though, are they in danger of missing the playoffs? Or better yet, I got them missing the playoffs, but in your eyes, are they in danger of missing it?
Yeah, they've got three really difficult games now on the schedule. You know, this was the prediction I'd made for this team was that they would struggle offensively during the first two-thirds of the season, knowing how demanding and precise Aaron Rodgers is. I thought their defense would be better. I never thought it was going to be as elite as some did. I figured that it would be a slog for the first two-thirds of the season, but then they'd be that team, you know, and you've seen these throughout the years, you guys, where they look like they're struggling, and then something clicks, and the Packers have a late bye. So I thought, all right, they're going to kind of get it together going into their bye week on December 11th. They got four games left after that, and they're going to find a rhythm. They're going to make the playoffs as a wild card team, and then they're going to be the team nobody wants to play. And it's hard for me to defend that position based on what we saw yesterday in Detroit against the worst scoring defense in the league, and you could put up 9 points. And so it's hard for me to defend my position, but I still think that they're capable of that. If, and Key, I think you're right, and I think the guy is Alan Lazard. I know he's not I love Alan Lazard, but he is a guy that does all the dirty work and has now been put in the number one receiver spot. I'm not sure he's capable of carrying an offense the way great wide receivers do, but I do agree that that is probably their best option. He's the one guy that Rodgers always seems to know where he's going to be on the field and has that trust as long as Randall Cobb is on injured reserve.
Jason, I have to ask the question, and I don't know all the details to his contract, even though I think it's year by year, but like, what would give you confidence that you think Aaron Rodgers will be back with the Green Bay Packers next season?
Well, having lived through the Brett Favre saga earlier in my career, and I'm having flashbacks to 2005. That year, the Packers had lost in the playoffs the previous season. No one thought that they were going to be crummy, and they were 4-12. And Favre was showing the same level of frustration that we saw from Rodgers yesterday that Fox Sports' cameras kept catching. I mean, he couldn't even hang up the phone on the sideline without being frustrated. What I think brings him back potentially is, and you guys are all competitors, do you really want to go out like this? Like, if this ends up continuing down this path, I have a hard time picturing someone as competitive as Rodgers looking back on his career and saying, my last season, we were 5-12 or 6-11. I would think, too, that he sees the glimpses of ability in these young guys that if he's going to live through all these growing pains, I would think he'd like to reap the benefits of when they actually know what they're doing and he's able to get on the same page with them. The bottom line on the contract, though, Jay, is basically, look, they cannot trade him or cut him before June 1st. They just can't do it. It'll destroy their cap for next year. So he has to be a post-June 1 move that at least allows them to spread out that hit. But I remember in 05, I thought, would Favre really go out like this, as bad as they were at 4-12? And obviously the answer was no, when he ended up playing two more seasons in Green Bay, and three more with the Jets and Vikings. So it'll be interesting to see, but I just can't imagine a competitor like Aaron Rodgers wanting to finish the year like this is going.
Jason Wilde, ESPN, Wisconsin Packers reporter for The Athletic. Thank you, Jason.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. Take care. Be good.
So, man, Rodgers, could he be a – it's possible he's not a Packer next year. I mean,
he's a Packer.
That's what Jason seems to think. That's what you think.
The June 1st thing will destroy their cap.
Hey, does the AFC East now have the best case for being the best division in the NFL? Coming up, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio.
ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.